Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services, a variety of small business solution packages, business and professional training, webinars, workshops, and seminars around the nation. To learn more about our products and services, call 347-357-0951. I'm sorry, let me repeat that number. That is the wrong area code, 408-357-0951. I'm not sure who's at the 347 area code. That's fine. For a free 30-minute On the Edge consultation, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership around the world, and also those that are listening on the archive radio. We do see your clicking in and tuning in, so we appreciate that when you have an opportunity to get in as well. This is our Wednesday business lunch. This is the grill, the Business on the Edge grill, and this is where we're going to talk about what's going on in business, who we can stick on the barbie, and today we're going to stick now, and I'm just going to say for those of you that are in Texas, no offense, but Governor Rick Perry is on the barbie today in California. I am a Bay Area coach, and business speaker, and we know that Governor Rick Perry is here in California to lure businesses to Texas. So let me tell you a little story, true story. Last week, when I was doing my radio show on AM 1220 KDOW, I do a Friday night show from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so during one of our breaks, my producer, engineer, says, "Hey, Margaret, there's this ad coming up, and it's turning heads. Wait till you hear it." And I'm thinking, wow, what could it possibly be? And it was none other than Rick Perry doing his ad. And I don't have a problem with building business. It's free enterprise. I get that. And so on the ad, though, that kind of got a burr in my saddle was the fact that he said these words, and I'm going to quote this to you from Rick Perry, said, "It is next to impossible to build business in California." Next to impossible. That just kind of sent me over the top. You know why? You know, I was doing a show on career moves and encouraging people to make necessary moves to expand their professional opportunities. And I got this guy telling our audience, our Bay Area audience, that it's next to impossible. And so I want to respond to Governor Perry, and we're definitely working on bringing some of our civic leaders and mayors and working on, hopefully we can get the governor on the AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Air show, but Business on the Edge show. But here's the deal. The truth of the matter is, but let's remove the words next to impossible. Let's, you know, the commentary that's going around is that Governor Perry travels through the state, and he's using this type of terminology. You know, I think about him running for the presidential election. He didn't win that either, so hopefully he's not winning too many businesses that want to move to Texas. And we do want opportunities to grow our businesses. It's expensive anywhere to grow a business, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. The real deal is I don't like the words next to impossible. Are you really? You know, we have some of the greatest businesses in Silicon Valley. We have Apple. And Steve Jobs didn't think it was next to impossible. We have, and when I say Silicon Valley, Texas doesn't have a Silicon anything. So who wants to move to a state that we can't take Silicon Valley and stick it in Texas? And the world comes to us because we're known for being a great state in terms of our technology. And we're really the hub. And so if you're starting a business, this is what I would say to you. It is difficult to build business, period. It is not next to impossible anywhere. It is possible. And so I'd like to stress that whether you're in Texas, if you're starting a business in Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies didn't start out as Fortune 500 companies and Fortune 1000 companies, these major companies that we see as these great giants. But they didn't start out that way. They started out as a company growing at some level and has grown to that level. And let me tell you now, to stay a Fortune 500 company is difficult as well. Next to impossible. Those are just not words that should be used, I don't think, in the let me just put it like this. Entrepreneurs don't use words like next to impossible in terms of building our businesses and working our businesses. We understand the fact of the matter is that it's difficult. I work with several businesses a day. I work a lot with small businesses. We'll go in and I'll do speaking engagements with other major businesses and companies. But the thing is that it's difficult. And so to come to our state and just kind of, now, I don't want to say pick a fight, but, you know, and the news that's coming out of Texas is that it's not personal. It's personal. Anytime you're trying to take opportunities and business out of one place to the next, it does change the economy if that's the case. So it is personal. But you know what I like? I like what my governor said and how he responded to Rick Perry's attempt to come in to our state and lure businesses to Texas. And this is what Governor Brown said. That Rick Perry's attempts, okay, and the quote is, it's not a burp, it's barely a fart. And so that may not be real eloquent, but I think our governor, Jerry Brown, I tip my hat to you, and, you know, it couldn't have been any more colorful and exciting than have our governor stand up and say, look, I'm not concerned about this. And so we have new opportunities coming to California. We are seeing new growth. We're working with a company, and we're excited. If you watched the State of the Union address last night, I did. I thought it was it's very good. I think President Obama always gives a compelling speech in terms of whatever he's talking about. But, you know, there was a lot of talk about manufacturing and manufacturing coming back to the United States, and I think that's important. We need to see that manufacturing coming back to the United States. And so there's a company in Silicon Valley, Governor Perry, and it's called Hashtest Solutions. And Hashtest Solutions is a small business that is expanding its operations. And what they provide is environmental test chambers, unique environmental test chambers. I like to say unique because if you can think it, if you're a company that needs some sort of testing chamber, solar, wind, power, you name it, HESTA Solutions can build it. If you can, they don't sell you, you know, this is what we have and these are our products and that's it. They will take your information on what you want to test, how you want to test it, and they will give you something unique. They will give you a unique chamber, and I can prove it. If you contact Dr. Habib Dagar at the University of Maine, he will tell you that they produced a three-story test chamber to test wind turbines for renewable energy offshore wind farm. So they're fantastic. You can pick them up in the news. There's an old press release out there. Go to their website at hashtest.com. What I like about these guys, though, is that they want to expand where they're at. They've got a great company here, and they're expanding. And they do want to expand around the nation in terms of different, you know, for example, in Detroit, in the Motor City. Why? Because they can build test chambers for automotive industries. And so that makes sense. And so with their expansion, in fact, their open house, you know, we ought to invite Governor Rick Perry and Governor Brown to the open house and just see how wonderful California is. And I'm not saying that Texas isn't great and everything isn't big in Texas. There's some big things in California. Like I said, Silicon Valley is the place to be, and I think there's a rebirth that's happening. And with this company growing and expanding, we see that, you know, San Jose mayor just did his city address, and we're excited. And you know what? They're going to Asia to get new business, to woo companies to come here and do business here in Silicon Valley. So there's changes that are taking place. There's things that are going on that I think there's enough business to go around with everyone. But I like fair fights. I like to keep things straight. I think saying things like it's next to impossible to build business in California, so you should move to Texas. And I'm thinking, I had an opportunity several times to move to Dallas, Texas, and move my company to Dallas, Texas. My husband really wanted to move there, and I just could not do it. California is really, if you hang in there and you stick in there, and again, I would tell anyone who's an entrepreneur, you want to build business, you have a vision for that, don't let anyone ever tell you that something is next to impossible. It is possible if you dig your heels in and you hang in there and you fight for what. I don't care if you are in Podunk, Idaho, and you want to build a business, it's going to be hard. You got to do the same stuff that you would do if you were in California, if you were in Texas, you're going to have to set up that foundation and structure. You're going to have to invest. You know, it's just, well, the dollars, you know, you're paying less taxes or you're paying. And I understand that, you know, but my little grill, and we'll, I think we need to flip Governor Perry over in the grill. I think we've scorched him on one side. So let's flip him over here. But my point is that I think the words next to impossible is discouraging. And for me, a little inflammatory just because we're coming out of a difficult time, a difficult recession, and you have the people of California. Some of us, we believe in California, and we believe that it's headed in the right direction in terms of new business, new opportunities for those of us that are entrepreneurs and that we want to build here. We want an opportunity to, and we're taking that. And so, you know, and I guarantee you, Governor Rick Perry is not stopping by small businesses. I'm sure that there are Fortune 500 companies that he's talking to. And if you wanted an opportunity to talk to him, he had a place that you could get your name on that list. But these are some of the things that I like about California. I like what the San Jose mayor is doing, Mayor Reed. And I also like what the Sunnyvale mayor is doing and does on a regular basis. And by the way, Sunnyvale has a stable economy. Sunnyvale has a balanced budget. And Sunnyvale has great opportunities for businesses, Fortune 500 companies, to small businesses. And Mayor Spitaleri, Anthony Spitaleri, I had an opportunity to interview him and talk to him in his office. This is what he does, and I think this is pretty impressive for a mayor. He will go to a company, a Fortune 500 company, and sit down with them and say, what do you need? How can we help you? And they'll talk about that and figure that out. He'll also go to the mom and pop, the small business, sit down with them and say, what do you need? How can we help you to be productive and prosperous in Sunnyvale, California, which is also, many of you may know, is part of Silicon Valley. That's pretty impressive. And I'm thinking Governor Rick Perry is probably not doing that. I like that there's a mayor in California, and California being one of those almost anything goes kind of states. I think people think of us that way. But for a mayor to sit down with a small business owner or a CEO, Fortune 500 company or whatever, and say the same things and want the same things in terms of being a successful company in Silicon Valley. Our transit system is expanding, VTA is expanding, which is fantastic. So we're seeing that on the move as well. So in terms of, you know, I don't know how successful Governor Perry's trip is going to be. Quite frankly, I don't really care. What I do care about is you having an understanding as to what it really is to build business. I can tell you this, it's hard. It's hard. Next to impossible. I don't think anything's next to impossible in terms of the right parameters and the right structures around it. For example, you know, I'm probably about 5'4". So what's next to impossible for me is to play in the women's NBA. It's just, I just don't have the height for it, nor do I have the skill for it, but I really don't have the height for it. So when you look at things like that, I think, you know, that makes sense. When you put the right parameters around wanting to build business, and I look in the faces of these business owners, small, mid, visionaries, then you can't say to us in our face, on our airwaves, that come to Texas, and because if you're in California, it's next to impossible to build business. I disagree respectfully, Governor Rick Perry, no offense. Governor Brown, I appreciate your eloquent response to Governor Perry's tour here. Let's call it a tour, and the fact of the matter, it is personal. So I want to encourage those that are like me, that in 2007, I lost my first company just because of the downturn in the economy. It was very difficult. We saw the change. We saw the shift. And in the same state, and it was a good business, a thriving multimedia production company. And in this state, I've been able to regroup, pull myself together, connect with great civic leaders. And I would encourage anyone who's in business, definitely connect with your politicians, connect with your council members, and get there, connect with the economic development departments in your area, and let them know what you're doing and how you want to be productive in that city. It's just as important to be connected with the right city. Maybe you're in the wrong city, you know. In all fairness, maybe you're in the wrong state. But don't leave because of Governor Perry's words in that it's next to impossible. Leave because it's the smart move for you, and that it's an opportunity, not because it's fear-driven or fear-based that you could never have a productive business in California. Because if that's the case, since it's next to impossible, as he's driving whoever's, you know, driving him to each appointment, he is going to business locations. He is driving past numerous business locations. When he flew into a business location. So if it's next to impossible, but we have all this business. How do you respond to that? You know, so we are standing up and saying, and I'm standing up on behalf of kind of a mother bear, and I'm standing up against Texas and saying, we appreciate what you're trying to do. We understand that. Play fair. You know, politicians don't always play fair. I would ask Governor Rick Perry to really examine, you know, because his words were actually, I've heard that it's next to impossible to build business in California. The truth of the matter is that we are building business in California, small, mid-sized, large corporations. And when we're connected with our civic leaders, I'm connected with my council member for my company in District 4, Council Member Kamson Chu. They are really, really supportive in our continuation of doing business well. So I'm excited about that. My company is a San Jose Silicon Valley company. And so that's the exciting part. And here's the thing is that what builds business, relationships. What builds business well are those partnerships, those affiliated partnerships, those marketing partnerships, and that it's not just a win-lose scenario. It is a win-win scenario. Lose-win or win-lose are not the way to win in business. if you can produce win-win opportunities with your customers and with the community and with your city leaders, then you're going to have sustainability. And that's a really big word for me here in 2013, sustainability. And let me just tell you, large corporations want sustainability. Mid-sized companies want sustainability. Small businesses want sustainability. Startups want sustainability. Franchises want sustainability. And so we're all looking for opportunities to do well and to sustain our companies throughout the state of California. And so wherever you're at, and if you're listening to this radio show or the archive, if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, do your homework. Don't let someone just come in and just tell you, even me, you know, I'm telling you how great it is. But I've talked to these civic leaders, and I'm connected with them, and I'm connected with various businesses, and we all say the same things in terms of building. It's hard. It's hard work. And love it. You know, Steve Jobs said it the best. You know, if you don't love it, you run the risk of quitting when it gets difficult. No one said it wasn't difficult. Next one possible? No, I think we on my grill, on my lunch grill today, Business on the Edge, that's the char, it's charred, it's just, those words are just charred on my grill today, you know, so it's nothing for anyone to eat. It's something that we want to take and we want to toss it in the garbage and say, I don't care if you go to Texas or California or New York or the Midwest, you know, or the South. Building business is hard work. And so, but having the right solutions and the right opportunities around you are important. And maybe Governor Rick Perry can offer opportunities for some of the businesses in California. I would tell any business to succeed wherever you're going to be rooted and planted and to grow and to expand. But I would encourage our civic leaders and those across our nation that when you are fishing in other state ponds, it doesn't have to be, I think, over the top in terms of how you choose to lure people out or how you choose to lure, you know, when you're fishing, you lure, you know, to lure companies out. Let's keep it real. What can you offer? What are you offering that you think California isn't offering? You know, offer something, not just empty words or inflammatory words that make us feel like we have to go run for the hills. You know, and besides that, you know, isn't like Texas flat lands? You know, I love the mountains in California, so I enjoy. There's a good reason for me to stay right there. Is enjoying the you know, I enjoy the view out here, and I enjoy being in Silicon Valley. There's something new happening, and while San Jose is going to Asia to develop new business, and in fact, if you haven't read that article in the Mercury News, and the Mercury News has reported. Luring new business from Asia, sluggish economy has Bay Area states seeking foreign investment. But we've been talking about this. This is nothing new. We want to do more commerce between countries and nations. That's fair. We do way too much business in one direction rather than other nations coming back to do business with us. So I think it's fantastic that San Jose Mayor Chuck Reed and it took a delegation to Tokyo to talk about business coming to some of the foreign business coming to the United States, coming to Silicon Valley. Of course, we want to share. Like I said, it's a win-win. It's not win-lose. We can have win-lose scenarios between nations, between states. But, you know, let's all win and let's find a smart way of dealing with it and talking about it rather than throwing out. You know, the election is over. You know, and Governor Perry, you didn't win, but let's make sure you're talking about things that, you know, it's not just politics talking, but, you know, it's real opportunities for companies that could come there or the companies that should stay in California. Find out what Governor Rick Perry, you know, is willing to do for your company. Find out. And I hear, just so you know, we know that large corporations, they already know. They're already working those opportunities. And so smaller organizations, mid-sized companies, small businesses, find out what's available to make it easier for you to do business. Sometimes it's hard to grow because you don't know what's out there and you don't know what you don't know. You don't know the fact that, you know, you can get 50% back in tax in credit when you hire California. When you hire California college students, and so you'll get 50% back in terms of that resource. So you can hire them, pay them, and then you're going to be able to get 50% back. So that's a pretty good deal. And there's so many other tax credits out there. And, you know, of course, when you're hiring college students, make sure they know what they're doing. You know, I wouldn't recommend putting them in positions, and I know that that's happening, putting them in positions that they are not really qualified for because of, you know, being able to pay them less and maybe some of the other tax credits. But I don't think that that's going to last. I think if major corporations, and this is, I'm talking to major corporations that are hiring college students and putting them in higher level positions, and cannot do the job because you're saving money, you're improving your bottom line, you're putting more money in your pocket in terms of bonuses. But if you fire all of your stars, you are going to see the result of that 10, 20 years down the line because you've got a bunch of young people who are participating in, you know, when you're hiring 100 people, true story, when you're hiring 100 college students that are fresh out of college and they don't know how to do their job, believe me, they're going to impact your business. I don't care if you're a Fortune 500 company or a mid-sized company or whatever the case may be. But if you continue to do that because you want to see wins right now instead of looking at the long-term and developing a sustainable company and process that you've had, you've been sustainable because you have seasoned workers. And so I would say this, don't fire all your stars. Take your seniors and let them mentor and let them train. These college students are coming out, and I'm, you know, when you come out of college and you don't even have good customer service skills, that's like not good. That's not like a good thing. And so there's a lot of opportunities, back to my point, in terms of business, whether it's in California or Texas. Governor Perry, we appreciate your tour here in California, but let's be fair, it's hard building business anywhere. I don't care where you're at in the country, I don't care where you're at in the world, it is always a hard process. But the truth of the matter is saying that it's next to impossible is, I don't think that that's a real viable assessment of the situation. And so I would just say, with all due respect, you know, if business leaves, let them leave because it's an opportunity for them to expand and to be better, not because they're afraid they can't build business in California. California is back to growing, and we're seeing some change, and we're seeing our city leaders make choices and connect with other with other nations to develop business. Like I said, Hashtag Solutions is expanding. They've done a lot of business overseas in terms of building environmental testing, but they are growing. And you know where they're growing? They're going in Silicon Valley. They're expanding in Silicon Valley, and they're going to expand around Silicon Valley. And when they're done doing that, they're going to expand throughout our nation. And so this is just an exciting time for us, and to say, let's get, you know, we're getting Silicon Valley back on track and other places here in California. And, you know, I am really tempted to put you on the guest list for Hashtag Solutions for the open house. You never know. You know? So I appreciate it. Again, Governor Jerry Brown, we appreciate your response, and I'll repeat his response that he's given Governor, his, whether or not he has concerns of Governor Perry of pulling companies from the Bay Area or from California. And his words were, and he's not concerned. Our governor of California, Jerry Brown, says it's not a burp. It's barely a fart. And so I'm excited that we have a governor that says he's standing firm for California. If you want to listen to my show, my AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge show, you can tune in every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at www.kdow.biz. Appreciate your listenership. This has been Business on the Edge, the Grill Lunch Special, and I hope you've enjoyed your Governor Rick Perry burger today. Goodbye.